Welcome to the Phil Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 11 a.m. and that's Pacific Standard Time. Well, just about the only market closed today is the UK, and the majority of markets in Europe were in negative territory, but not in really in a dynamic fashion. Perhaps the worst performer would have been Spain, but that's more politically driven than anything else, considering the impasse there is following the recent elections. So Spain remains under pressure. When we look at the generally speaking in Europe, then this is a market that is still very much influenced by the decisions of the ECB and just how much liquidity there is going to be pouring into that market. And we're still in a corrective phase. Well, Wall Street has remained very steady, and the S&P 500 is still above the psychological 2000 level. It was down marginally in here today, and pairing that decline as we approach the close here, then perhaps something that's more remarkable is in Asia, where the A share market in China was down over 1%, and that's coming down from the upper side of the short term range. And China has staged a very impressive bounce from this year's lows, but it's still in a convalescent stage, considering how quickly it had advanced and how quickly it had pulled back. Then this is still convalescence, and what we can anticipate is that the progression of higher reaction lows is likely to hold, but that we're not going to have the same pace of advance that we had at the beginning of the year. And the closer that the A-share, the Shanghai Composite Index, gets to the 4,000 level, the greater the reticence of investors is likely to be in buying additional positions, for the simple reason that in the teeth of the crisis in the middle of the year, it was the central government said that key executives wouldn't be allowed to sell any positions as long as the index was below 4,000, and that they were putting a ban on short positions below that level. So as we approach that level, then people are going to start looking back and saying, well, that's what the government said, and the government has been very proactive in supporting this market, so then who's going to be the first person to pay more for it? And that suggests then that we're going to have a more rangy environment for the Chinese stock market as it gets up towards those levels. And importantly, the banking index also pulled back today from the region of the upper side of its range. In the Korean market was weak in here today, and when you look then at Japan, then the Nikkei was up about 0.5%, and the second section, which we tend to look at as a lead indicator, was really pretty firm in here today, and that's also helping to suggest that there's some demand coming in here at the 4600 area. When we look at the commodities sector, then that really is where the news is, having been reasonably firm last week. Then oil prices were down over a dollar in here today. I'm just going to cough, so just bear with me. Sorry about that. Then oil prices, WTI is down to 36.78, and Brent is down to 36.83. So the arbitrage has moved back in Brent's favor. But when you look at these, then this is a pretty overextended level, and we're still in a support building phase, whereas with natural gas, that had been even more overextended on the downside, and as a result has experienced a sharper rally. And that's amid news today that weather forecasts are anticipating that this very balmy weather that has been in evidence right across the east coast of the US is about to end, and that we're going to get more normal temperatures for this time of the year from the beginning of January. So natural gas was up 18 cents in here today, up to a high on the day of $2.22, and considering that it was a lot closer to $1.50 in the middle of the month, then that's really a very impressive rebound in percentage terms, and it takes it up now to test the progression of lower rally highs that have been in evidence for most of the latter half of this year. So then this move is obviously in large part as a result of short covering, and there's no evidence that it's over just yet. But as we approach this progression of lower rally highs, then this is the big question as to whether it's going to be able to break that downtrend, and whether there is the demand either from new investors or from short covering to really get it going from here. And probably the more likely scenario is that we're going to get at least some sort of consolidation. Silver today was down over 50 cents and has traded in the lower side of that daily range for most of the session. And that's a pretty large downward dynamic, and really helps to confirm that this is still a weak market and that demand is not yet in dominance. And what we'd seen 2 weeks ago was that it went up one day, down the next, up one day, down the next, in the dynamic fashion. And that's what's going to have to happen tomorrow, that it's going to have to bounce in a dynamic fashion to begin to indicate that this is still support building. And much of the very short-term oversold condition has already been unwound. So it really is for the bulls to prove at this level. And gold today was down $8.50. It's not nearly as weak as silver. But, well, silver is high beta gold, and we've been saying that for years. So this weakness in silver isn't a particularly bullish factor. And in government bonds, it was pretty quiet day, and not much happening there. But what we can look at is the news flow, and demand for new issues from the US government isn't coming in at the kind of demand profile that they had been anticipating. And when and little wonder, considering that interest rates are beginning to rise, and the yield that investors are likely to demand in order to compensate them for buying treasuries at these levels has got to be a bit more than it was in the last few months. And I think this was also a reasonably quiet day in the currency markets. There wasn't really big moves, but the pound in particular remains weak and continues to trade below the $1.50 area. And while there's a short-term oversold condition, it really would need to break the progression of lower rally highs that's been in evidence now for nearly 4 months to begin to suggest that demand is returning to dominance. And I think with that, I'll leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.